Chapter 68. My sleep pattern changed. Though I rested all the time, I rarely slept longer than an hour or so at a stretch, even at night. It was not the ceaseless motion of the sea that disturbed me, nor the wind. You get used to those the way you get used to lumps in a mattress. It was apprehension and anxiety that roused me. It was remarkable how little sleep I got by on. Unlike Richard Parker, he became a champion napper. Most of the time, he rested beneath the tarpaulin. But on calm days, when the sun was not too harsh, and on calm nights, he came out. One of his favorite positions in the open was lying on the stern bench on his side, stomach overhanging the edge of it, front and back legs extending down the side benches. It was a lot of tiger to squeeze onto a fairly narrow ledge, but he managed it by making his back very round. When he was truly sleeping, he laid his head on his front legs, but when his mood was slightly more active, when he might choose to open his eyes and look about, he turned his head and lay his chin on the gunwale. Another favorite position of his was sitting with his back to me, his rear half resting on the floor of the boat and his front half on the bench, his face buried into the stern, paws right next to his head, looking as if he were playing hide and seek and he were the one counting. In this position, he tended to lie very still, with only the occasional twitching of his ears to indicate that he was not necessarily sleeping.